Seamus McGinty. I'm fighting for me fucking life.
Chester, your voices are getting so good.
That's a really good one. I like that. One.
Yeah.
Who are you?
I don't have Seamus McGinty. So I'll be Lorenzo today. You know what? I'll take it back. I'll be Andres.
Okay, you're Andres. I'll be Blackface Ryan.
Blackface Ryan?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Did you listen to our intro last week?
This sounds
terrible. We decided that you're not a real person. You're just me in blackface.
That's why
you're not around anymore.
You're not all around.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It works out.
Yeah.
You
saw that there was a bunch of blackface controversy. You said, all right, just need to chill for a little bit.
Yeah. I'm like, I need to cut the shit because I'll never be able to run for office. I'm never going to look. Someone's going to find. I can never run for office.
I can never run for office, specifically in Virginia.
I don't. Well, no, I could totally do it there. Get away with it. I don't know if there's anything I could do. Like, we've done so much bad stuff on this show. Honestly. I mean, come on.
I mean, honestly, at this point, I could argue we could do almost anything.
We could. Yeah. And then you, like, stand up there and they go, like, well, what about in 2016 when you said, yeah, I said that shit.
Yeah. And?
I absolutely did. Go ahead. Listen to the rest of it when we all laughed. Yeah. Everyone was having a great time.
You know what?
Why are you being funny. A fucking asshole about it?
Right?
Next question.
Motherfucker.
Yes, but next question. Get this bitch out of here. Happy Women's Day.
Yes. Yes. I like that.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That just fit right in there, man.
Happy Women's Day, guys.
Yeah, man.
Happy Women's Day.
They got a whole day. I'm so proud of them.
Okay. Has Women's Day always been a thing? Like, I'm not even trying to be funny.
No, I think it has.
Well,
for a while, yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like it just came, like, it became a thing that people cared about, like, the last couple years.
Hashtag me too.
Well, yeah. I mean, as soon as that started coming around, like, it became more.
No, it's been a thing for a while. So here's the thing.
Okay.
Women feel marginalized by society because they have vaginas.
Okay.
And I get that. I don't have a vagina. I'd feel terrible if I did. And so, but they want to be treated equally, right? They want to be treated like men. Mm-hmm. So they get their own day. Because I don't know. I don't get it. Like, if you want to be treated equally, then you don't get your own day. I don't get a day. There's no like, hey, happy easygoing white dude day. Like, yeah, everyone just like everything you do is going to be super easy today.
It's a white boy day.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I'm just going to, like, go to the store. It's going to be fine.
I don't have to worry about anything. I could just do whatever I want.
That kid at that kid back at my groceries is going to insist that he helps me to my car. Sir, please. I insist. I really don't need help, sir. That's just what we're here for. I want a day.
You want
a day?
It's your birthday.
You should get a day, too.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
What would mine be? Well-kept lawn care day?
Obviously, it would be dreaded.
Yeah. Yours,
obviously.
There's got to be a landscaping day or something. Like,
it'd be dreaded.
Yeah, it's called Labor Day.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
You already got one.
My people
by the way, how
know
was Black
how to
History
celebrate.
Month?
Black History Month was pretty fucked up.
I noticed you took the whole month off from here, so welcome back.
Yep.
Back on the clock.
that was bad.
What happened? What happened?
Yeah, Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. You're just taking
half
of Michael
Yeah, but he's already
Jackson.
Dead. He doesn't count.
Half of Michael Jackson?
We don't really know if he's still with us or not, man.
Yeah. Michael Jackson didn't become a monster until he became a white woman.
This is very valid.
Like, he was cool when he was making disco music.
That actually makes sense. Because he became a white woman. He had the original version of the Let Me See the Manager haircut. This is a valid point. You might be on to
something. Yeah, telling you. Like, he was cool. Like, Michael Jackson was a fucking pimp. Like, I want to rock with you. And you're like, yeah, fuck yeah, Mike. And then he spent that weird night with Macaulay Culkin. Shit got it just out of control.
Yeah, man.
One night at Michael's.
One night at Michael's.
Jesus Christ.
He made me do stuff to that monkey.
Oh.
What was it? Bubbles? Is that its name?
Bubbles, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, when you think back, like, there's a lot of weird shit they let that motherfucker get away with. This motherfucker was at a press conference with a monkey and a grown ass kid on his lap. Like nothing was going on.
Is no one gonna acknowledge the monkey? Or like, just you know, it's Michael real? Jackson.
We're just gonna let it happen, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you know how hard it is to get it to get him in here.
Wait, we gonna let him moonwalk out of here? That's
let him have
pretty
the
much what it was. Like, all right, Michael, you do your thing and see y'all later.
God, it was amazing. He's a national treasure.
That's basically the entire argument. Like, cool. Like, I understand. He may have actually raped your child, but Thriller.
Thriller, right? Yeah. Like, that's the Dave Chappelle argument. But he made Thriller. It's like, right? He did. Oh, shit. I mean, I've seen it. Like, every time I go over to John's, you know, big, white, rednecky John, he's listening to Michael Jackson. So he did something right.
Wait, seriously? He's a huge Michael Jackson fan?
Dude, I don't know. Like, I've been over there two or three times since he moved out.
Yeah.
Fucking Michael Jackson's on every fucking time I go over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't see him as a Michael Jackson.
Is he dancing? Does he have one glove on?
No, he's just high and grunting.
You have to have some sort of dance going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a requirement.
He's
just thrusting his hips wildly. That's his dance. That's all he knows how to do.
Maybe throwing out a, you know, quick Shimon every now and then.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I mean, he is white. You can't expect him to fucking do all kinds of crazy shit.
Like, I pull in his driveway and I hear this. I'm like, what the fuck was that? Jai, you okay?
Did I just drive over something?
You're hoarding women in there like R. Kelly?
How stupid would he be with his history?
Yeah, with John's history? He's probably hoarding strippers. But let's get down to the meat of it. Charles, Jesus, you haven't been here so long. What have you been up to?
Oh, man. Let's see. Been playing some video games.
You playing Apex Predator?
What? Apex Legends?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, fuck that game.
Damn, that's what I've been saying, but I also don't want
to
listen.
I don't get into battle role games,
dude,
man.
You can't even bring up any shooters, to be honest, because like you can't see the screen.
Yeah, shooters are dog shit. All of them. Every single shooter I've ever played is terrible.
It's because you can't see.
I know. You will not besmirch the good name of Doom.
It's not my fault.
I know. Are you going to play that?
Born this way.
Are you going to play the new Doom?
No, I didn't even play the other new Doom.
What?
Dude, it's
I haven't
really
played Doom
good.
Since fucking what? Doom. Since Doom 2, sorry.
It's really good.
It's so fucking
I'm too blind
good.
Now. I'm too blind now. I'm surprised they let me fucking drive. I got to be honest with you.
Have you not seen, what is that, Avengers? Where he gets like the robotic eye?
I need Thor's robot eye.
For you.
Yeah, dude. Get that.
I would absolutely get a robot eye. My eyes are so fucked up.
If
I would
just
take
handing
a
out robot
second.
Eyes. I would pull one of my eyes out just so I could get a robot eye.
There you go.
I feel like I'd be a good candidate because they could take my right eye because it's like completely worthless.
Yeah.
Put one in there, see if it works. If it doesn't work, no harm, no foul. I just get a glass eye and everything's the same for me.
Fair point.
I miss out on a tiny bit of movement over here, but really, I don't see anything with this eye. It's mostly aesthetic.
Yeah,
like my testicles.
Scenario,
why would you even do that? Why would you get a glass eye? I thought you'd do like the whole eye patch wear the pirate hat all the time.
Just get one step closer to the pirate dream.
I need to find a way. I need to put like a strap on my pirate hat so I can wear it while I'm on the bike. did you see? Is there a pirate on a motorcycle? This is the dream. This is the dream that I have.
Yes. Oh yeah, that needs to happen.
So really, what have you been playing?
So I played. Fuck, I finished Spider-Man. I don't think I finished Spider-Man last time I was in here.
I don't think you did either.
No, I finished that. It's pretty
easy.
Good. Yeah, it's easy. Got a little emotional at the end.
Were you doing the same thing that everybody else does? The web bombs and just whatever else
just
you could do.
Spamming one thing over and over again.
Nah, son. Motherfuckers are getting these hands left and right.
Throwing hands.
Yep.
All right.
But played that. Played a lot of Destiny because that's in a really good place right now.
Yeah.
I've been going back and playing some old shit too. So I started a playthrough of Dragon Age Inquisition.
Oh, again. Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super old school.
This game's still fucking good though. It's so goddamn good.
Yeah.
I have no reason not to believe you.
Yeah. You've never played any of them, have you?
I played. What's the one started with no?
Hmm?
Dragon Age
Origins.
Origins was that it?
Yeah,
you can play that one.
I'd argue that's the most boring one, probably.
Is there a bunch of rats at the beginning?
No, there are no rats.
Which one was that one? I feel like there was one off on there.
That's like every other RPG ever, though.
It had a white cover with like a dragon that was like red, like blood colored.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one I played.
Okay.
Yeah. I got real bored with it real fast.
Yeah, it starts out slow, but it's actually really good.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. You get to fuck a witch, bro.
Okay, I'll play it again.
Yeah.
But I also played the demo for Anthem, which, fuck that game. Fuck that game hard.
Wow. Everyone really liked it when they could actually get on.
But yeah, I'm basically just waiting for the Division 2 now.
That's what I'm waiting for.
Yeah, you and the rest of the world. Jesus. Yeah, I never even played the Division 1.
It's a shooter, so.
I would admit, there's that. No, that makes sense. Every game's a goddamn shooter. Though. Oh, I can do third person sometimes. GTA is a third person.
Yeah.
What else did I play? Assassin's Creed's third person. Not really a shooter.
I bought GTA 5 for like the third fucking time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. On what now?
PS4 again.
Oh, okay.
I gave somebody my disc copy on PS4. And I just bought a digital copy because it was on sale a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've only bought it twice.
But that was for PC and PlayStation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine is PS3, PS4, and fucking PS4.
That sucks that you bought it for PS3 and you're like, oh, shit, now GTA Online. I got to buy a new one.
I actually bought that for the first episode I was on.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a good game, though.
It is good.
Dude, it's still just rocking. Like they're having a hard time because like Red Dead came out and everybody still plays that, but everybody migrates back to GTA 5 just because
they keep releasing all of this free shit.
I know,
and ridiculous shit, fucking jetpacks and shit, finally.
Yeah.
And like just so much stuff that they keep doing for free for GTA, there's no reason to leave.
Well, also
Red, it's like, I'm done with GTA. It's like, hey, motherfucker, here's some new shit. Like, god damn it.
Yeah,
right. Their little economy they tried to build in there,
it's bad. It's like, real bad.
You want a can of beans? $500.
The fuck. Like, yeah, but like I could have bought Heinz for $500 back then. Like,
well, you want a new gun? That I was not 39 cents. First, it's like, wait, why does food cost more than guns? I don't understand what's going on here.
What the fuck, dude? That made no sense.
Whatever.
But what have you been up to, man?
Did you watch some movies?
Nothing major.
You watch anything hot? Not you watch really. Skyscraper?
No, not yet.
Okay,
we'll talk not about yet.
It. We'll you got you got to watch it, dude.
Oh yeah,
it's worth it, especially because we talk so much shit about it.
Wait,
with the whole leg thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
I did, however, watch Falcon Rising.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Oh, man. So, Michael Jai White has decided to make a bunch of fucking action movies.
Yeah.
They're all fucking garbage. And they're all fucking great. Like, this one, it's on Netflix, Falcon Rising.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so fucking stupid. So, he's a former military special agent. They never really get specific about what he did.
Like Spawn.
Yeah. Sort of like that, yeah.
Like when Spawn. He was Spawn.
Yeah. Exactly right, actually.
So if he didn't get burned up and killed, this is what his life was.
Yeah. So had he not actually been killed, his sister, played by Layla Ali, who was in the movie for all of like 10 minutes, gets fucking gang raped by people.
And that happens. That does happen.
And it is fucking amazing.
Jesus.
It's so good.
Interesting.
You need to watch that.
All right. I actually wrote it down. Yeah. What about you there, Lorenzo?
Not much has been going on. Chilling,
playing your Apex game.
No, I've been out with my sister card shopping.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, my sister ended up buying
but not for him, for her.
Oh yeah, for her.
Well, yeah. You know what, yeah, I feel like every woman who ever goes shopping for a car has to take a dude with her for some reason.
Well, no, I worked on cars for a few years, a
couple weeks.
So, yeah. So I'm always the
just
one that gets
car
like,
wash.
Tagged along. She ended up buying a really nice car, so good for her. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
got a pretty good deal.
I don't know. It's way out of my price range. So, yeah, sure. It's a
good job.
I couldn't
good
afford
job.
It. I think with both mine and Ryan's income, we still couldn't have afforded it.
Goddamn, dude. Did she buy a fucking Benz?
Yeah, she did.
All right. Fair enough. All right.
I want to marry that woman one day.
Oh, that sister. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cool. So she's doing really well.
I'm going to be like Oprah. What's her name? What's his name? I'm going to be like Stedman.
Hey, dog, I'd be fucking Stedman too.
Shit. Other than that, I've been getting ready to help my brother move because he bought a house. So.
And meanwhile, you're just floating through life.
I know.
Like a big old turd.
Right.
Get your shit together.
This is it. This is my life. I bought a TV, though.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
What'd you get?
The TCL
TCL TV.
One of the 6 series?
Would you get that from Tiger Direct?
The 6 series, yeah.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
Yeah, they're actually pretty good, man. I really like it. And for the price that it was, like...
It's cheap as fuck.
Yeah,
dude.
You can't beat it. Yeah. You really can't. So I'm surprised, because, like, I was doing, like, reviews and stuff, and it does really well for what the for price Japan, point yeah. is. Yeah. So, I've been happy
Does
with it
come
so
with
far.
Apps and stuff?
Yeah, actually, garbage. You can download really? Stuff on it.
Aren't those the worst? Like, you're like, all right, load up YouTube, and you're like, I better go make a sandwich. Because it's just going to take forever. Have they gotten better?
On my TV, it's not bad.
Really? They used to be, like, fucking awful.
Yeah, they were fucking garbage.
You're just like, all right. Like, it'd be faster to just go get a laptop and hook it up to your TV.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it actually is pretty quick, man, because it's, like, all new technology.
Yeah.
Is there a Pornhub app?
I don't know. I haven't looked for that yet.
I mean, the first thing.
But
I
now that you mentioned
did.
It, I'll.
That would have been the first fucking thing I did. Right. Fuck YouTube.
Let me check this out.
What can I do with this? I want to know what I can jerk off to. Every time I get a new device, like, can I jerk off? Like, I got that Switch, and I'm like, can I use this to jerk off?
It has a kickstand on it, so. Jesus.
Let's prop it up here.
I just need to know, like, when I, you know, when I travel for business, do I need to bring my tablet and the Switch? Can I just bring one thing and jerk off with that? I don't want to need a whole bunch of devices. Can I download videos? Like, I can download videos on the tablet because sometimes you don't always have internet.
Yeah,
sometimes you need to watch black girls do butt stuff. And can I just do that on the Switch? I don't bring a whole bunch of devices. Yeah,
what if you just got, like, a one go-to video? You just want to have that saved.
That's the one I was just talking about.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
There you go. Easy enough.
That's
what about
two,
you, Ryan?
Two of them. That's nice.
What have you been up to, buddy?
Other than jerking off.
As you already know, this is a huge milestone for me.
All right.
I made it to work before 8 o'clock every day this week.
Whoa. That's impressive. That is very impressive.
I mean, making it to work before 9 o'clock would have been big, but I made it before 8. That's huge. That's huge. I also got other big news, and I need you guys to sit down. Are you sitting?
Yeah.
I played a video game.
Whoa. What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you play?
Tetris 99.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
It is all right.
I hear it's pretty fun. It's
how far have you gotten?
Not very far.
What's the best you've done?
Probably in the 60s.
Damn, dog.
What about you?
12.
No. Oh, so you were up there.
On my second game.
Really?
Yeah. I'll fuck some Tetris up.
Damn, son.
It's pretty good. My first time was 49 and my second time was 12.
It's a fun game, though.
Yeah.
It's entertaining.
It is, man. And it gets fast and you're just like. Dude, once you get up that high, like past 20, it gets real fucking chaotic.
Okay, so my next question is, did you play it handheld or did you actually use
No, I used the TV.
Oh, okay, cool.
That's why the table scooched so far to the TV because I just pulled up the table
and sat on
it.
The table.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could see what was going on. Yeah, I got targeted real hard by like 4 people at once.
Yeah, as soon as that happens, where they start seeing you,
it was like
you're doing well.
Like motherfuckers. I actually held my own for quite a while after that, but yeah, eventually they got too fast. I just couldn't.
It's a fun game though, man.
Especially
for free.
Yeah, for free. Yeah, why not? I had to sign up for. That's how they get you. You got to sign up for Nintendo Switch Online.
It's $20
for now.
For the year.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
How much did Xbox actually, Live cost when it first came out?
Nintendo doesn't know what the fuck the internet actually is.
That's true. This is brand new territory for them. Like, I'm surprised they took PayPal. Like really?
PayPal as a payment.
Yeah, I figured you have to like mail a check or something. You'll be online as soon as we get that check.
Address a money order to Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, go to Western Union and wire it.
I want to play right now, damn it.
Did I tell you last week that I watched Into the Spider-Verse or did I do that recently?
I thought you told us last week. But go ahead and tell us again, man.
Yeah, I liked it.
Here.
It was good.
Yeah.
Did you watch
movie.
It?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It was fun. It was a fun ride.
Maybe that's one of the things I did while I was gone. I saw Into the Spider-Verse too.
Nice.
Dude, it's really good.
It's a really good movie.
I like the after credit scene.
With Spider-Man
2099.
Yeah.
And then he goes back to the original Spider-Man. Stop pointing at me.
You are literally pointing at me. You are the one that is pointing.
That shit was hilarious. And then I watched a whole bunch of other movies. I watched Ant-Man and Wasp finally.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
I've had such bad Marvel burnout. Just too much.
I think your problem is that you watch them after the fact.
What do you mean? Like I don't go because I don't go to the theater?
Yeah, like if you watch them when they come out, you have decent space between them.
I don't know, man. It's just too much. It's a lot. But I finally watched it, and I was thoroughly entertained. Yeah. I really like What's-His-Face, the Mexican dude.
Michael Pena?
Yeah.
He's the best part of this fucking movie.
Yeah, he's really the best part about it.
He's the fucking best part.
When they give him the truth serum?
Yeah.
Truth serum doesn't exist. That's the only something in the movies. So what you're saying is you inject me with this, and anything, you can ask me any questions, and I'll tell you the truth? Yes. Sound like truth serum to me.
Yeah. And Tion's like, yep, that's what it sounds like to me.
That shit was hilarious. That was funny.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
I also, last night, after talking to Lorenzo, he's like, hey, guys, Skyscraper is on fucking Hulu. Like, only if you got HBO, you rich bastard.
Like I said, I don't pay for the Hulu. That's Andres.
So I watched Death Wish, the new one with Bruce Willis.
Oh, how bad was that?
It was actually pretty good.
It is pretty good. I watched it. Yeah, it's pretty good.
So I'm a big fan of, like, those kind of revenge movies, like Falling Down.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking love that shit. So, like,
that movie's fucking ridiculous.
Dude, he's like Batman without a mask, and he uses guns. Yeah, it's just vengeance is fucking amazing.
You ever watch what's the one with Kevin Bacon? Death Sentence. You ever watch
it? Yeah, I've seen that.
So it takes that.
It's like that.
Yeah. So take that. It's like almost like identical. I mean,
it's the basic premise of the original Death Wish movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those turn into comedies. After the first one.
Yeah. So it's actually really good. Like just the way he plays that character, and you know Bruce Willis, he's very like hardcore, but put him with that gun and just let him go to town.
Yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed it, and it had Hank from Breaking Bad in it, and it had some other people. Oh, it had Vincent D'Onofrio was in it.
Yeah.
Like, they actually got some people for this movie.
Yeah, this is pretty
good. Who was his wife that died? I can't remember her. I can't remember her name either. Some white lady.
She died.
Yeah, she did.
That's all that really matters.
But yeah, it was really good. I really enjoyed that one. I recommend it. I know everyone wrote it off as just another remake. I know I did. I was just like, here we go. Just Hollywood remaking shit. But, you know, they updated it and, you know, they did a good job with it.
All right.
I think that's it. That's everything I've been up to.
Oh, one other thing to add. I watched another Michael Jai White movie.
What?
Skin Trade.
The fuck is this?
Oh, dude. This is actually right up your fucking alley.
Does he make a movie like every week now?
I feel like he does, dude. Skin Trade is actually kind of old. So it has Michael Jai White, Tony Jaa, and Dolph fucking Lundgren.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I love Dolph. I don't know why everyone hates on the Dolph.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking good. So Dolph Lundgren is a fucking cop who accidentally kills... Well, not even accidentally. He kills a Russian mobster's son. And then in retaliation, he kidnaps his daughter. So he goes on a fucking revenge mission to get his daughter back. So it's like pure 80s fucking bullshit.
Nice.
It's so fucking good. At one point, this dude literally just fucking lights up an entire restaurant just trying to get one dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
He stops shooting, like, you shouldn't have been standing there.
Yeah. Like, he shoots, like, 8 people he doesn't need to. Like, just completely innocent people. And then afterwards, just blows it up.
Look, if you're going into a place where mob bosses hang out or whatever, you kind of know when you walk in. You walk in, you're like, vibe in here is real thick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I should probably not eat here.
Nah, I'm getting my shit to go. I'm good.
Yeah.
You guys have a really good review. Just
call Uber
Eats. I'm not going to stay. Yeah.
Yeah, that scampi will be just fine delivered. Let's go.
All right. Well, let's drink our bad beers. What do we get for ourselves this week?
So this one's for Ryan.
This looks like a fucking energy drink.
Oh, it's not.
I'm telling you, man, he's going to love that.
He's gonna love it.
You son of a bitch. There's your bottle opener.
Oh, fuck, I use the fucking power.
Yeah, I mean, I have this one over here, but you can't use it. I'm gonna use it to open this one, even though it's a can. There we go. I did it.
There you go.
I did it. I'm so proud of myself.
This is legitimately the worst bottle opener that was ever created.
Yeah,
ever.
That's why we keep using it.
Yeah, that's why we have it. It's a bad beer bottle opener. So you already had that. What are your first impressions of it before you even?
So this is Brooklyn Brewery Black Chocolate Stout. It's fucking garbage.
Is it?
Yeah.
How I'll let you know
dare you? Garrett Oliver is a national treasure.
Brooklyn Brewery is pretty fucking trash.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, everyone loves that dude.
Who?
Garrett Oliver.
Who the fuck is Garrett Oliver?
The guy that owns Brooklyn Brewery, the brewmaster there.
Oh, fuck him too.
Damn.
The only beer that they have that is decent is the beer they make for Shake Shack.
He's like the only black brewmaster in the country. That's probably
a restaurant out here or something.
You never heard of Shake Shack, bro?
Yeah, it's like all over the place.
Yeah, it's like the East Coast version.
There's like one in Scottsdale now.
Yeah, there are two of them in Scottsdale.
Dang,
I don't go out to Scottsdale.
Yeah, it's East Coast. What, the In-N-Out or something?
In-N-Out.
Yeah,
it's better than In-N-Out actually. Because you
can most things are better than In-N-Out. Yeah.
You can get bacon on your cheeseburgers there. You can get cheese fries.
McDonald's is better than In-N-Out.
They serve you beer.
Dang. Okay. Sold. Yeah. Let's go.
Sold.
And they actually have their own specific brew from Brooklyn.
Well,
Brooklyn brew.
Put that in your mouth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That
believe
that.
Is it weird that he actually did it, though?
Yeah.
When asked, when prompted?
Oh, God.
Still bad?
Still bad?
Still bad.
What is
still
it?
Still bad.
Dark chocolate? Black chocolate?
Stout. So it's a black stout, but it's chocolatey.
Aren't stouts already black?
Yeah.
I've seen them. Or is it just extra roasty?
Oh, yeah. It's extra roasty. It's got that syrupy flavor, too, because it's an imperial stout.
Nice.
Wow. And so it's got a lot going for it.
Yeah. And, like, it has the flavor of, like, baking chocolate.
Like, they're like
not
bitter,
sweet.
Yeah,
I mean,
gross.
Like, I like dark chocolate, but that's just like you got like 92% cacao shit.
It
holy
smells
shit,
good.
That's bitter.
Yeah, dude, it's super fucking bitter.
Wow.
And I like bitter chocolate, but just not like that. That's not good.
That is way bitter. Okay. I wonder if they left
that
chocolate
goosebumps.
Out.
That's always a good sign.
Waited for it to turn real bad.
Exactly. Just let it just age.
Yeah, there's like no sweetness. There needs to be
none,
some sweetness
dude.
There.
Exactly. Like it's the whole point is supposed to be bitter.
Just put some lactose in there.
Something,
probably
dude.
Brighten it up. That's
bad.
Wow.
Ooh, it's like eating charcoal, man. It's real roasty.
And the thing is, like, usually, like, if you're gonna have a bitter beer like that, like if it's an IPA or something, it wouldn't be so heavy or syrupy. But fuck, man! Like, like, it has no redeeming qualities.
No,
none. Fuck.
So
can I grab another one.
Yeah, dog.
I have Sula or Sola.
Sula.
Sula, and I have no idea what goes in this or what it's about. I just know it's a modern times beer.
It is a wheat lager.
Wheat lager
with raspberries and blackberries.
There you go. With fruits.
Technically,
kind of fruits?
It's a gusset. While you're tasting that.
Yeah, it smells like that, too.
Last night I found myself at an Oso.
Okay.
I fucking hate Oso's beer.
Really?
Not really.
I don't think it was that
their
bad.
Beer's all right. I just hate their fucking beer menu.
I hate the pretension of the place. Because
they've gone full hipster.
That's actually not that bad.
Told you.
That's
it
not that
smells
bad at
gross.
All.
No, they've gone full hipster and like all their beers are now pun names with punny descriptions and shit.
It tastes like some kind of berry juice. It's like a berry drink. You know what it tastes like? One of those carbonated water things that have berry flavoring in them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it tastes like.
Clearly Canadian?
I don't know. Clearly.
Well, that's actually not that bad, man. Like, we've had way worse, so.
I
could drink that.
Yeah, it's chuggable.
All right, I've got Rosalie. I can't even read this. Oh, shit, dog. I didn't even turn the light on. I'm not turning that light on right now with this camera. This is a beer by Firestone Walker. I don't even know what kind. It's Rose. Rose beer?
No, here.
let me read it to you.
Let me go ahead and read this to you.
Thanks.
Because
I'm illiterate.
Well, no, it's
like R. Kelly.
It's
fighting for my fucking life.
It's a beer brewed with hibiscus and wine grapes.
Come on, bro. These are two things that I don't appreciate.
No, you know it's bad because they don't even specify what kind of grapes they use.
It smells like
they
do.
Like in most cases, like, oh, it's muscat.
All right, I'm going to throw this at you. Right when you smell it, it smells like burning rubber. Just think about that right when you smell it.
Cool. Yeah, he's got that new bike, so he's been burning a lot of rubber lately.
Yeah, it's got a new rubber smell.
So you just fresh busted out the plastic. New Magnums.
It's like puke, man. It just tastes like puke.
Ugh,
that's gross. I hate it.
This is a shame because Firestone Walker is not.
I know terrible. They make such good stuff. I love me some Union Jack, double Jack. I'll get down on any Jack.
Oh, that's.
Did you
bad.
Smell it? Did you smell it? It smells like burning rubber.
It does actually. And that's bad.
It's gross.
That's really bad.
It tastes like throw up.
Oh, I just had a little reaction to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That tastes like the inside of my mouth when I'm about to hurl.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's bad.
Did we get a bad one? I don't know. Or is this just what it is?
I think that's just what it is, man.
This fucked up. Why does it look like an energy drink?
Oh, I guess it's supposed to be a rosé deal.
Okay. That
this is so you can drink it while you're driving. I'm going to drink a whole bunch of these.
Oh,
God. On the bike?
Yeah, on the bike. I'll give me a can holder dealy. I'm not going to do that.
What? That is gross, dude.
This is really gross. This one wins, by the way. Did you pick this one out?
Yeah, I did.
It's pretty bad. Don't you have one of these at home?
I think so, yeah.
Enjoy.
Oh, I'm not drinking that. Rachel is. She's the one that got it. Fuck that.
No, this is dog shit. That's fucking terrible. Fucking
garbage.
Good job.
Do you ever pick some out and you'd be like, the guys are going to love this, like hate it so much that you're... Do you just sometimes nah, I'm not going to do that too.
No, usually like if I drink a beer and I think it's really fucking shitty, like I take note of it, but I'm like, no one else needs to try this. No one should suffer how I've suffered.
But that's the whole point.
Well, I guess I'm a decent
person. You know it's going to go around the table and you're like, I'm going to have to try this again.
Exactly.
I'm not doing this to myself again.
Actually, I do have a couple cans that I should bring in. I bought a six pack of fucking something. It's called Irish Blessing.
I saw that there.
It's bad.
I saw that there.
Isn't that just like a fart?
No.
Thought
it was an Irish Rose.
But it's a chocolate coffee.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Well,
I almost picked that one up because there's some other ones that I grabbed, and that was going to be one of them. But
I wish you could buy singles of Costco light beer. That might be one of the worst things I've ever had in my life.
That is pretty bad.
Anyways, let's move on with the nerd shit.
Yeah.
But before we move on with the nerd shit, let's talk about current events. Let's deal with this elephant in the room. Yeah. And let's talk about R. Kelly. Because we've been doing it. I should make a button for like
I know we need that.
R. Kelly news update.
R. Kelly news of the week.
He's crazy.
He just keeps digging himself in like a bigger hole.
He came out and confirmed that he's crazy.
It's amazing.
Why would he do a fucking interview?
Yeah, so
he's under investigation for all of these sex crimes.
For those who somehow don't know, R. Kelly decided this week to do a sit down interview with CBS News.
Yeah, was it Gail? What's her name? Gail something?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oprah's best friend.
Oprah's best friend.
And dude, it's bad. It's really bad. Like, the dude struggles to answer just flat out the question, hey, do you like young women? Like,
well, and when you see him say no
while he's shaking his head.
Yeah, he says no, and that's my favorite part of the whole thing. When he says no and he like and shakes his head yes, like if you've watched this, you didn't catch it, go back and watch it. Because you're just like, oh, that was real. That wasn't even subliminal. That is just like, he just fucked up. That was some Freudian shit. He couldn't help it.
Oh, man.
That's a Freudian slip.
Yeah,
right there.
But there's so many great highlights of that interview.
Oh, there are a ton.
The time.
Fuck my fucking life.
Like, he just gets up and starts yelling at her.
Trying
no
to assassinate
reason.
Me.
Where's the camera? Is this camera on me right now?
Is that camera pointed at me? Hello. How stupid would I be?
I don't know, Robert.
Yeah, no, she's
tell
the best
me.
Part. But Robert, you need
Robert,
to calm down.
Robert.
Robert, you have to understand. You sound crazy.
I like when he's trying to talk normal at the beginning and he like has no emotion about it.
Yeah.
Well, what's funny to me,
he only gets real passionate when you can tell you get to the part where he starts thinking about, oh, fuck, I'm going to go to jail for a long time. That's when he gets passionate.
Yeah. Yeah,
the rest of it, it's like, you know, have I done things I'm not proud of? Of course I have. Like, you know, and just like, and then he's like, oh, shit. I'm going to jail. God damn it, Gail.
Robert Kelly introducing the world to the Chicago accent, because that's how motherfuckers in Chicago sound. To him being asked, well, I mean, would you say that you've abused women? He goes, look, man, I've done some bad things in relationships, but I'm no monster. I apologize.
I apologize while I was in the relationship. Those weren't relationships, man.
Nope.
I think you thought they were.
I mean, well, technically, anything that you have with another person is technically a relationship.
Right? I have work relationships, personal relationships.
Exactly.
I have a relationship with the 10 or 12 different girls that cut my hair because I just won't pick one.
Yeah. Technically, that's true.
Yeah.
But fuck, dude.
Dude.
What the fuck?
And I love how it's we've known since, fuck, for 10 years at least now that R. Kelly is a psycho.
Yeah.
That pees on people. I mean, come on, he does. Let's not sugarcoat it.
I know. I just, every single time I hear that, I just automatically think of Dave Chappelle. So
yeah,
I just,
you can't not think of it.
Yeah.
Drip, drip, drip.
Like, Dave Chappelle's he's like the Hannibal Buress of R. Kelly.
He really is.
Yeah. You know?
He really is.
And, but we already knew about it.
I know, that's what's crazy. Like, this is all stuff that people
This was all okay until the hashtag MeToo movement or something.
It was never okay.
But no one ever did anything about it.
Exactly. No one ever did anything. But now, some people are like, Oh, we should probably do something about this. Well, fuck yeah.
Like, what happened? It's like a already, like, after the fact type of thing. Like, okay, we know he, like, especially when he married.
When he married Aaliyah in the 90s. Aaliyah. It was 20 fucking years ago. He married a teenager.
15, 14?
He married a fucking teenager. And we were like, oh, well, that's a handsome couple.
Like, here's my thing.
Yeah, right?
Here's my thing. You could play it off as, okay, they work together closely, so they got to spend a lot of time. They have some sort of emotions for each other. Cool. But you're not going to marry somebody that you don't plan on fucking. That's not how that works.
No, let's get married and I'll wait. I'll wait three years.
Let's wait 3 years. That's cool.
Absolutely not.
Nah, man.
That's why they got married.
Exactly.
Because, like, I'm your legal guardian now. Take your pants off. Girl, you're getting a spanking.
Wait, really?
That man said that night that
her
body
was calling.
Look, I've
had time to think about this.
You think he waited until they got married?
Oh, no. He fucked that before. He fucked that beforehand.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys ever watch the documentary?
No.
No.
Oh, man. Yeah, there are people like in that documentary like, oh, yeah, he was fucking her on the tour bus, dog. Like,
did Timbaland film it?
No, Timbaland wasn't there. Uh-huh. Timbaland got involved after R. Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
Post-R. Kelly?
Yeah, so she was working with R. Kelly first. Then when they got divorced, they're like, we should probably just not do this anymore. And then that's when Timbaland came in.
That was that song, Tell Me You're That Somebody or whatever that song is? That was post-R. Kelly.
Yeah, that was after R. Kelly.
Okay.
R. Kelly was like all early, early stuff.
So did Timbaland have sex with Aaliyah?
No. See,
did Timbaland have sex with Missy Elliott?
No. R. Kelly was responsible for the hit Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
That's true.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, that's a boy, he's a fucking creep.
Yep.
Dude, it just keeps getting worse. Like the more you like think about it, it's just
it's
so
super
bad.
Nasty, man.
I mean, he's already guilty in like the court of public opinion.
Yeah, my thing is, all right, as fucked up as it sounds, like, as a dude, you have, like, one good rape accusation that motherfuckers will be like, nah, he ain't do that shit. Like,
yeah.
Like, you get one.
You get one.
You get one.
Jameis Winston got one. Ben Roethlisberger gets one.
Yeah.
Everyone gets one.
You get one. You get one where you can be like, I don't know, maybe not. Maybe this chick's just making it up. But then after that, it's like, hold up, dog.
We're right?
You ain't learned from the first one. Yeah. Hold on now.
No one gets 50. Not even Bill Cosby.
No one. Like, cause even
he was America's dad.
Like, even if it is a case where somebody's just making some shit up, like, dog, you got to move a little smarter, man.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? And, like, what's...
Maybe not film a 15-year-old girl and have her talk about the age of her body parts while you're urinating on her.
That's fucking crazy.
Maybe don't do that. Maybe don't do that.
I'm going to get in this 15-year-old pussy. Like, what? Like, what?
Did he urinate before or after copulation? I mean, I usually have to pee after sex.
You know, as someone who has seen the first tape, it was before.
Well, yeah, because afterwards, the mood's dead. You're just like, I'm going to go watch Rick and Morty.
Nah, that's nasty.
I got to go watch Rick and Morty.
That's nasty, dog. You got to do it after.
You got to do it before.
No, you got to do it before.
That's when the excitement is happening.
Don't do
it before. You got to do it before.
Then you got to fuck the person you just pissed on.
Well, I feel like if you're into pee stuff, you probably want that.
That's nasty.
Well, no. You're obviously not into pee stuff.
See, if you're into pee stuff, you don't want to get peed on.
Hold on. Let me pull up my bookmarks.
You want to pee on them, so you don't want to get your own pee on you.
Why not?
Because at that point, you might
pee's very exciting.
At that point, you might as well piss on yourself.
Is it? Right?
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
He's just laying in bed, just.
Yeah, you know, just. Woo! Yeah, just. Blah.
Like, I'm going to do it by myself, but like if someone else wants to pee on me, I mean, I'll tape it. That's what we do.
All right.
We tape it.
Understandable.
Just remember, that's going to go on our website. You guys are no fun.
Yeah, just remember
I would argue that at that point we would need to change the name because
I'm gonna put that on the pee video, right? Not this, the pee video.
Go to our Patreon. It's the first video
there
that pops
go.
Up.
That's the Patreon video.
It's the pee tape.
It's me getting peed on. Just me on my bed, spread eagle with my shirt just opened up, listening to I Believe I Can Fly, and just pee bouncing off of my chest. But it's at such an angle that it hits me under the chin. And I'm just, it looks like it's coming out like this, like one of those fucking sprinklers.
Oh, man.
I'm like, yeah, clamp it while you're doing it.
Clamp it while you're doing it.
Yeah, open it, close it. Like, I want to feel it hit me over and over. That's the exciting part, is when it hits you. And if you can get it to hit you over and over and over again,
okay.
Oh, my God, you will climax almost immediately. If it's just a steady stream, you're like, you're peeing on me. Like, okay, okay, and you're still peeing on me. But if it's like open and closed, you're just like, oh my god, oh, oh, oh. It's just over and over and over. It's like
running through a
sprinkler. It's like 40 people peeing on you. It's fucking crazy.
It's a peacocky?
Yeah. Peacocky, yeah.
Peacocky. That's perfect. I like that. I like that.
That's maybe my worst invention.
Anyways, yeah, so fuck R. Kelly.
Yeah, dude.
We always knew, and finally something's happening about it.
Yep.
Let's talk about nerd shit.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Anthem. Oof. Let's talk about Anthem, possibly, maybe not breaking PS4s.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
Like, man. Like, that game has had a really bad launch, man. Yeah. Really bad.
First, the server issues, like, no one can connect to shit, the beta.
Yeah.
And now this fucked up. So, let's go back to the beginning. So,
a little history here, man.
When Anthem launched, people on the PS4s, their PS4s were hard crashing.
Yeah.
Just, like, straight up, just, like pulling the fucking power out. Not just be like, back to the home menu, like straight up pulling the power cord out, hard fucking crash.
And what sucks is, like, if your PS4 ever does that, like when you boot it up the next time, it tells you that you fucked up bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does tell you.
And it'll tell you that it has to do a quick check of your database because basically it needs to make sure that nothing on the hard drive got corrupted. And it's like a good 3 minutes before the thing actually fucking boots back up.
So what you have to do is this ridiculous process of rebooting your PS4 properly to make sure you don't fucking lose everything. It's this... Here, let me tell you what it is.
Jesus.
Excuse me. You have to boot your console into safe mode. You have to hold the power button down until you hear two beeps. And just the main power button. You can't use your controller. It's got to be the power button on the console. That's right. Once you're in safe mode, there's an option that says rebuild database. That's how fucking bad it is.
Yeah,
that it corrupts your whole database on your PS4. So you have to rebuild the database. And if you don't know how to do this...
You're fucked.
If you're like a 13-year-old, you're like, shit, my PlayStation's done. Like, if you never Googled it or...
Yeah.
You're, like, and to put this in perspective,
you're
too,
the kind,
like,
of person that buys games on launch day.
The rebuild database option is sort of like the old thing. Like,
it's like reformatting. Or
yeah, it's like defragging your hard drive back in the day.
It's going to take a minute.
You're going to, grab a Snickers.
Get a sandwich, grab a Snickers. You're not yourself when you're hungry.
Dude, it's going to be a fucking while.
Yeah, so I've never heard of a game doing this.
No, not doing this.
And no one seems to know what actually causes it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's a bunch of theories. Like, well, is it so graphically intense that it's overheating the graphics driver or the graphics card? Or is it something that it's writing to the hard drive that's causing it to crash? Or
is it
a driver instability issue? And no one fucking knows what it is.
Yeah, like, I've played games that have consistently crashed on my PS4. Like, for example, the NBA Live games, they're fucking shittily optimized.
Yeah.
So they make the fan on my PS4 run constantly. So the PS4 thinks it overheated because the first run of the PS4 Pros were just, like, shitty as far as overheating goes.
Yeah.
It'll just crash the game every now and then. And it just sends you back to the, you know, to the actual main menu.
My PS4 fan, like, I have an original PS4, so my fan's on all the time.
The PS, like, the first run of the PS4 Pros, they're even worse than those somehow.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they probably put some failsafe in it and be like, it's going to overheat.
Exactly.
The fan's been on for too long.
Exactly. So, like, it's not bad. Like, my system was never at risk of, like, just, like, fucking shutting down or anything like that. But that's still annoying.
Yeah.
To see a game just say, fuck this, I'm done, shutting your shit down entirely.
Yeah.
Like, black screen, fucking done.
Like, what the
fuck? That's fucked up. And then not... Like, just tell us what the fuck it is, man.
Right.
I want to know. Like, this is the weirdest thing I've heard of so far on a console. That, like, I want to know what the fuck causes it.
Yeah.
Well, aren't they saying that they're giving people rebates for Anthem?
So if you bought it digitally via the PSN, if you ask for a refund, they're just giving people refunds, no questions asked.
Okay.
So our winner last month was one of our Patreon guys, Chris, who's been around since God. Casual Cowards days,
please,
forever.
Please don't tell me he asked for it on PS4.
He asked for it on PS4.
Oh.
So it got delivered the other day.
Oh,
and he sent me a message yesterday, and he's like, hey, no offense, but I think I'm going to go trade this game.
Dude.
It's crashing PS4s. I'm like, Faith, taken, man, it's your game. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, as soon as you won, it's whatever.
You own it.
Yeah.
And he just, like, he's like, I'm about to get a PS4. It's like his first, like, next-gen console.
Sucks.
So he's like, yeah, I'm going to get rid of this thing. Did look, tell- he didn't even play it. He's just like, I don't even want to risk it.
Did you tell him to go pick up a God of War?
I should have, huh?
Yeah, dude. There are plenty of better fucking PS4 games to get.
Yeah,
that's just, honestly, like, so far.
It just
still
sucks. Like, you
right
finally
now
get a next gen console. I'm going to play the newest, hottest game. And then, like,
dude, that would piss me off so fucking
yeah
much.
So he just traded it. He just got rid of it before he even put it in, which
smart
is a smart
move,
yeah,
dude.
Real smart, like, move.
This game might be good at some point, but it's just not going to be right now.
Yeah.
And by the time it's good, you can probably get it for like $20.
Pretty much for $20 right now.
No,
people are trading it like motherfuckers.
That shit
has
not come down in price yet.
Really?
Well, no, they've
been looking.
They
oh,
did,
it's okay.
They did bring it down for like a week or something like that. I can't remember if it was Amazon or somebody like that, but they brought
no,
it down.
I actually got it for
$10.
Yeah, I got it when I bought it last week for the dude. I got it for $49.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Right. But don't worry, folks. They're going to release a patch next week.
Jesus Christ. Hey, don't play our fucking game for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for buying it. Go play something else for a
did
little while.
Did you see the other weird glitch that they have?
Huh.
So, Anthem is a loot game, right? So, the whole idea is that you have to play this fucking game, play missions over and over again so you get better loot. So, just fucking around, some YouTube creator said, what would happen if I just use, like, the level one weapon that you get as soon as you start the game?
I did see something about this, like the lower level weapons are like more powerful than
yes
than
yes
the super weapons and shit. Yep.
Yes. So like when you look at the damage numbers, like, because obviously it's, you know, for those games, so numbers pop out of a dude's head when you shoot him. Like the higher level weapon technically does more damage, but the lower level weapon killed the enemy in less shots. So it was actually doing more damage.
Yeah, it was just reporting lower damage, but it was actually doing more damage.
Exactly.
Yeah, I read about that earlier.
So
it's
like, wow,
so fucked.
Congratulations.
Like,
these weapons that you just played 30 fucking hours
there
for.
There was no reason to even get them. Just
the
start
fuck,
with your
man
starting weapons and just blow through the
what
game.
What the fuck, dude? Like, I'm just so shocked at how bad this game is.
I know, and it's BioWare, too. They make with such quality stuff.
Like, yeah, I don't even take the BioWare part in there, because at this point, like...
You're just blaming EA?
No, not even that. Like the BioWare that made the games that people think of,
yeah,
like, that company ceased to be a long fucking time
right
ago. Like, these are a completely
after,
different
like,
set of people.
Mass Effect 2?
Yeah, because, like, I mean, the fucking shit came out 10 years ago. Like, this is a different company.
It's true.
But just how bad everything is, like... You can't try your fucking gear that you just got in the middle of this mission during the mission to figure out.
Yeah,
like
I know,
it
right?
Like, there's no stat sheet that tells you like what your damage levels are or what your agility is or anything like that, which is kind of the main point of a fucking game that gives you loot for that shit. You can't see that. Or there are like three actual repeatable missions that you need to play that give you high level loot. Like that. What? Like, as somebody who has been very forgiving to Destiny, and Destiny fucks up the whole, like, loot treadmill quite often, actually.
Yeah.
But at least they get the basic shit right.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, that's the one bad thing about Destiny is when they screw up, man, it can really mess with you for a little bit. But they eventually get it right. It
yeah,
just
that's
takes
the thing. Like, it's like an abusive relationship because they will fuck up.
Yeah.
But you know that when they fix it, it'll be fucking what you wanted it to be in the first
right
place.
This was worth my time.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I mend my stitches.
Pretty much.
He
loves me.
You got anything you want to share? What did you bring to the table?
Oh, man. I didn't have any major news, really.
Oh, shit.
Well, while he's looking up that, I'll start us off. Mortal Kombat 11.
More Mortal Kombat 11.
So, Mortal Kombat 11 has been like gaining a lot of traction, especially since it's about to get released soon.
Dude, the finishing moves are fucking tits.
Fucking nasty.
Yeah, so it's been looking really good. But something really bad kind of happened. We
tell
all
me more.
Yeah.
No, I really don't
more,
know.
Well, we know that things happen where they get, like, stuff gets leaked, you know? Like, just randomly.
I mean, that happens to us all the time.
Yeah, I know, right? We're leaking our own episodes for ourselves.
Oh, I thought we were talking about getting pissed on still.
Oh, yeah. But somebody in the NetherRealm, like their studio, actually leaked their whole entire roster. Like, actually just took all that hard work and everything and just like, here you guys go. This is what you guys are waiting for. That's kind of fucked up. Like, you see him putting out all these cool videos, like the Johnny Cage one or the Cassie Cage. Or
Johnny Cage one was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that reveal trailer.
He's not even the best Mortal Kombat character, but he's the best Mortal Kombat character.
He's traditionally
now.
Been one of the shittier characters. Yeah,
yeah.
But now he's the best.
Yeah, so, like, the reveal trailers that they've been coming out with, like, that takes a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And it looks good, and it gets you hyped for the game. But when somebody just throws everything out there just because they're either a disgruntled employee.
That's the fucking world we live in now, man. We're full of leaks. The world's real leaky.
I know, right?
Everything gets leaked. Albums get leaked. Movies get leaked. Like, just, I blame Napster.
Napster?
I blame Napster.
I blame Metallica.
Yeah, I don't know. It just sucks because, like, you know, they put in all that work and you just, like, they just throw it all out there, which, I'm still all for watching the reveal trailers just
well,
because they're so
the
good.
The quality is a lot better.
Yeah.
The way they put them together is great.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like, obviously with the Johnny Cage one, which, by the way, they put out another trailer that shows, like, the story mode. The two Johnny Cages actually talk to one another.
Yeah, so...
Oh, really? The original? Yeah.
Well, the whole shtick with this one is that... Okay, well, in Mortal Kombat 9, Raiden decides to send himself back to the past... to change the entire Mortal Kombat timeline so that Shao Kahn actually
that
wins.
That never works.
So that they could then kill him afterwards.
The fuck?
Yeah, it's weird.
It is weird.
So in Mortal Kombat 10, this results in him having to directly kill Shinnok. So in Mortal Kombat 11, it's revealed that some lady has actually been monitoring all this, is unhappy with Raiden fucking with time, and just said, fuck, I'm going to fix everything. So now, like, there's time fuckery. So you have two Johnny Cages where the old Johnny Cage and the new Johnny Cage are actually, like, fighting with each other and all this other good shit.
Yeah, that's why when you see him, like, run out there and grab him, and then the other Johnny Cage goes up and starts punching him, that's basically what it is.
Does he look like my boy, Daniel Piscina? Or does he look like
He actually
Johnny
looks
Cage?
Like the guy who played him in the movies, actually.
All right, let's say movie Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
Shout out to Daniel Piscina. Sorry that happened to you, dog. Sorry that happened.
To you, man.
Whatever, man. I mean,
whatever.
I don't know how they're going to shit on your memory like that. I mean, what's the first thing you think of when you think of Mortal Kombat? That old ass fucking cabinet with my boy Daniel Piscina on the side. Looking like a monster.
Mine had Raiden on the side.
A cabinet?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that they had ones with Raiden.
Yeah, it's Raiden.
Oh, they did, where he's doing the lightning.
Yeah,
with lightning. Yeah.
And that's what I think of.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I can't remember what all.
I know the one we had in Shola definitely had Johnny Cage on the side.
Oh, dude, I miss that game so much.
What, the original?
Yeah,
dude. It's fucking dog shit. It's all slow. Mortal Kombat is way cooler now. Okay. Charles, did you find something to bring to the table?
No, there's something else I wanted to
talk about. Oh, you still Mortal Kombat?
No, not Mortal Kombat, something else.
Okay.
We were actually talking about this yesterday. I put it on Facebook. Oh, yeah.
Johnny Cage.
That's him. the Tekken 7 director says that he's tired of trying to avoid offending people.
I love that. He's done.
Who gets offended by Tekken?
I think it's the outfits.
People that don't like jiggly boobs.
It's fucking Tekken.
That's what
jiggly boobs.
Like it's Tekken. Like what I don't understand. Like how can it offend you?
That's one of the things. Like we'll take the ESPN thing for example with Street Fighter 5. Yeah. Where Cammy was out there and she was in that, like, her typical Cammy outfit.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So he's saying that...
Oh, yeah, where they had to shut it down because of her butt crack.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's just tired of people saying, like, well, these girls are wearing these ridiculous outfits and they have, like, these huge boobs and whatever.
It's fucking make-believe.
Yeah.
Dude's throwing fireballs out of their hands. Take it easy.
Man, like, it's a series of games that's predicated on... three generations of a family throwing each other into a fucking volcano.
Right. Like, pretty much. Right?
Kalima.
And not even several volcanoes. The same fucking volcano.
You think they would learn, like, hey, you want to go on a picnic near the volcano? No, man. I don't want to go near the volcano.
I'm good,
my brother
man.
Died in that volcano.
I'm
I hate that volcano.
Yeah.
Also, generally, don't hang out near a volcano.
Also, can I just tell you that Mortal Kombat 2 was Raiden. Mortal Kombat 1 was Johnny Cage.
For some reason, my arcade used the same cabinet for both.
Maybe, unless they switched the board out, but Mortal Kombat 2 was definitely Raiden, and Mortal Kombat 1 was Johnny Cage.
I will never forget the day I actually first saw Mortal Kombat 2. My dad and I went to our local arcade.
And you see, you keep saying Mortal Kombat 2.
No, I'm talking about, like, I'm talking.
Oh, okay.
This makes sense. My dad told me they had Mortal Kombat 2, and I told him he was fucking wrong because I looked at the side of the cabinet and it had Raiden on it. I was like, that's the Mortal Kombat 1 cabinet. He's like, no, no, really, it's Mortal Kombat 2. And they just switched the board out like you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. So originally it was just Johnny Cage on the side, and the second one was Raiden. I just wanted to make sure that you got your shit together, bro.
I believe you, bro.
I want someone to like nerd fight you later. Like we're doing right now.
I'll challenge a motherfucker to a game of Time Killers over that shit. Do you remember that fucking game?
No. No, I don't.
Which one?
I remember Time Crisis.
Time Killers.
No, man. No one remembers that shit.
Oh, man. It was a bootleg Mortal Kombat.
Oh,
really?
No.
Yeah. So it was back in that day when there were way too many fighting games out and everything was a bootleg of something else.
Yeah.
So like Clay after Fighter. Everybody stopped making bootlegs of Street Fighter 2.
To Clay Fighters?
Yeah, Clay Fighters. Awesome. Do you remember World Heroes?
No.
Oh, yes, man. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a bootleg of Street Fighter 2. But Time Killers was a bootleg of fucking Mortal Kombat. And everyone was basically a fighter from some other time in history or the future. So basically it was like Eternal Warriors. And this whole shtick was that you could literally kill people in the middle of the match, like without having to wait for a fatality.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, like, you could just knock them off the stage. They would fall into a fan and die. Or, like, one dude had a chainsaw for an arm.
Why wait for the end? Just murder and immediately.
You could actually, like, lop off limbs in the middle of a match, too.
Yeah, oh, okay, yes. And I do remember this.
And now
yes.
It persists from round to round. So, like, you cut a motherfucker's leg off.
Round two, he's got no leg.
Yeah, no leg. Like,
that's rough.
Yeah, it was a really bad game, actually. It was fucking bad.
I do remember this.
Yeah,
I do remember this.
I don't even remember that. And I used to run a shit ton of video games.
It was pretty brutal. It was fun.
It never made it to home consoles. It was only in arcades.
Huh.
It was shitty.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was really
We had an arcade in Charlotte. We had an arcade.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
and high school kids beat me up out back and took all my quarters.
Damn, son.
Yeah, it was rough. And then my grandma didn't want to pick me up. I was walking home crying because I got beat up. I was like 10. And my aunt's driving, and my grandma's in the passenger seat, and my aunt's like, oh, there's Ryan. Let's give him a ride. And my grandma's like, that's not Ryan. That's the little girl.
Oh, I remember you told me that story before.
Wow.
I'm fucked up.
Did you throw half a frog at her?
Because I'm done eating this. I had long-ass hair.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Crying like a girl. I got beat up. Anyways. All right. What's next? What's next, bro? Come on. Hit me.
There's an Arby's waifu.
Get what? The fuck out of here. What? No, come on.
I'm not making this up.
An Arby's, like a waifu pillow?
Yeah, there's an Arby's waifu character now.
Did you see that H. John Benjamin is the Arby's guy now?
Oh, yeah.
I just saw that today. It's
we
exciting.
Have the meats for sandwiches.
All right, let's talk about something for real. Apparently, Shazam is the best DC movie so far, which...
That's
isn't that
much.
Fucking hard? Like, I mean, seriously. Let's. I'm sure it's entertaining. The trailer looks entertaining.
Yeah,
I like what they've done with the movie. I like that they made it lighthearted. Why do you hate it?
Because Shazam is terrible. Like the character is trash.
I like Shazam.
I think it's kind of.
I like that he's Shazam. Goofy because he's a teenager. He's a 14-year-old kid.
Fuck Shazam.
Damn.
Fuck the guy who plays him. Fuck him hard.
Levi, something. Yeah,
Levi, whatever the fuck.
I don't know his name.
Fuck Chuck Bartowski.
I don't even know who that is either.
That was the character he played in Chuck.
Oh, okay.
is that who he is?
So you got a problem with this movie because you didn't like Chuck.
No. Chuck
okay,
is all
I get it. It's okay.
The first couple seasons are. But just fuck him.
Well, I know.
Why do you not like him? I'm just more curious about that now. The white guy.
Obviously.
He wouldn't sleep with me. It's not Black History Month. You can't get away with this anymore.
Oh, fuck that. I can do that any day. Any day, buddy.
Hashtag me too.
me too.
Yeah, the tweets are in full effect. So everyone's saying that this is the best DC EU movie. What is it, Extended Universe? Is that what that is now?
Yeah.
Okay. But I mean, really, the bar has been set pretty fucking low. You got to beat Wonder Woman because that's the best one.
Well, I don't
so
know.
Far.
What's it called? Did really well.
Aquaman.
Well, Aquaman made the most money maybe because moms were and actually went to see
it. Yeah, I'm getting all voice for fucking Jason Momoa. Yeah.
It wasn't a bad movie, though.
I heard the visuals were stunning, but they missed it on a couple of points.
Like, they did, but then like I like that they did Black Manta and actually made him look
with that goofy ass
humongous
helmet.
Yeah. Like I think they did some things right. Yes, they missed some things.
I also appreciate that. They didn't try to like make it all futuristic, like fucking Superman stupid leather suit.
Like, I didn't mind the suit. I didn't really care.
I hate the
I always go back to...
but make Black Manta look ridiculous like he does.
Apocalypse? Yeah. Like when they did Apocalypse, I fucking hated
them. Right, and I just rewatched those movies and I fucking love them. The newer X-Men movies, but he's like regular sized dude.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know?
He looks like Mr. Ooze.
Apocalypse almost looks like a robot.
Wait, you like all the new X-Men movies?
Hell fuck yeah. Yeah, I just rewatched them. I fucking like them a lot.
There are only two of them that are good.
First Class.
So you're saying one of them is bad. Class, which one's bad?
First Class, Days of Future Past.
Okay.
Apocalypse is fucking terrible, dude.
I thought it was an okay movie. They just fucked up Apocalypse real bad.
They really did.
Yeah, that really ruined
everything
a lot
else
of
about
that
the movie
movie
I liked. They just fucked up Apocalypse real bad.
Well,
and they need to stop making Magneto a hero. Has to come a point where Magneto's no longer a hero.
I mean, at that point, they were kind of matching what he was doing in the comics.
Can we just throw Magneto and make him a villain and throw him into the MCU universe, please? That'd be amazing.
No, we're to the point now where we can start doing that shit.
Can we just not rush Jean Grey into being the Phoenix?
Right?
That's true. That's true.
Like, look, that girl has a big fat head, and she's probably going to get fat.
She's
so they're like
an actress.
She's really not.
She's bad.
Is that the one that plays what's her name in
Sansa.
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, she's good in there.
No, she's not.
She's
fucking terrible.
I like the way she is in there because she's fucking dead inside when she acts, and she's been abused and raped and whatever. Okay. So she's fucking dead inside. Fair enough. She does a really good job at that.
Okay, I can see your point on that.
But like in the X-Men movies, like why are you already dead inside?
Right.
What happened?
Like you're supposed to be a very thoughtful lady.
Right?
Like, well, when she becomes Phoenix,
that's the thing
I
about
guess,
Jean
they're
Grey
just rushing it because they know she's already dead inside. So when she becomes Phoenix...
Like, Jean Grey is always like upbeat and nice and everything. And that's the thing about the Phoenix is that it makes her evil. And it's so stunning that happens.
Like you just don't expect that.
But this bitch is emo as fuck right off the bat.
From
just
the start,
out
dude.
The gates.
From the fucking
Happy
start.
Women's Day, by the way.
Like she's like, it's like, hey, how you doing? I'm going to fucking kill you in a minute.
Yeah, right? Like she gets to the mansion... And she's already having Phoenix nightmares. Like, you're fucking 15. Take it easy. Like, can we give it a minute?
Like,
can we give it a minute?
I just met you. Like, I barely know what your fucking name is.
I don't even know what your power... Oh, you're Jean Grey.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, man, that's kind of a big...
We're just running through this.
Punch in the face to Famke Janssen. Like is that what you imagine this girl's going to look like when she gets older? Because Famke Janssen's fucking hot as shit.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she is. Dude, fucking Goldeneye.
Yeah.
Oh, man. God damn.
She
Anyways.
Was in the faculty, too.
Oh, she was in the faculty.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's a fucking good movie, actually. I don't care what anybody says.
All right.
I think I only saw it once, and it was a long time ago. The faculty.
I want to watch more Famke Janssen movies.
Yeah. Wasn't she in Nip Tuck?
I didn't watch that show. I'm not gay.
No, I don't think she was.
I think she was.
I'm pretty sure
actually,
she
I
was.
Never watched it, but I'm pretty sure she is.
I'm pretty sure she's like
one of their patients?
She was a guy, and she turned into a girl, and she ended up dating one of the plastic surgeons.
Okay, yeah, because that show was all about making it weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Tight.
It was actually a good show, but it was weird. I liked it.
You boys got anything else you wanna do?
No.
Good job. I'm really proud of you. I hit the wrong button. There we go.
I am so dumb.
I'm kind of drunk. I got to be honest with you. I don't know how strong that fucking beer was. Anyone?
I
guess.
I don't know. I'm not finished actually. Mine yet. But
I already threw it away, so I have to get out of the
garbage.
Oh, shit.
Mine's 10%.
Oh,
wow,
shit.
Really?
Yeah. All right. You didn't even finish it. You guys got to finish your beers. Finish your beers while the music's on. I'm very proud of you. While they're finishing the beers, don't forget to check out our website, nofunshow.com. Listen to our old episodes, especially last week's, because it was fucking hilarious. I think we cried. Did you cry? I think I cried because I laughed so hard last week.
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
That was like earlier today. When
if you feel so inclined, go over to Patreon. Look us up. You guys are no fun. Give us a dollar. It's just a dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, you give homeless guys a dollar, and we're basically homeless guys.
We're fighting for our fucking lives.
We're fighting for our lives. Trying to assassinate us.
Bury me alive. But I'm alive.
Yeah, get over to our Facebook page. Follow us there. We got to find a new giveaway this month. We give away shit all the time. Get over there and get free
what's the
shit.
What's the new hotness coming out?
I mean, next week, the Division 2 comes
Division
out.
Division 2.
That could be it.
Yeah.
But you have to get over our Facebook
good,
page
man.
And find out if I actually give a shit about the Division or not.
Because
I'm the one running the show. I'm the one even pushing these buttons. All right, so for episode 68, I'm Ryan.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I'm Chester.
Say something!
I just said I was Charles, goddamn.
Tight.
And I'm Chester.